I have enjoyed it though, and I appreciate both of you taking so much time with me.
Well, we just said, yeah, two old people, we get lunch.
Yeah, but knowing, you know, that somebody's gonna come back out. It, you know, if something came up, you couldn't do it and that sort of thing. When I'm back over this area, sometime I'll just pop in on you and say hello. I won't bring my tape recorder.
Okay, do that.
The last time I was here, we were talking about malaria and you're taking quinine and calomel for it, you were telling me about. I want to ask you some questions about things that people say about death and people who are no longer living. If a member of your family was no longer living, you'd say he
passed on.
Right, now that would be a nice way of saying it, right? Would there be a way of kind of saying this, perhaps not about a member of your family, but about somebody else in kind of a joking way?
Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't know about
it. Did you ever hear anybody say anything like kick the bucket or?
Oh, yeah, I've heard folks say that.
But that's not really a joking.
No.
Right.
All right. Is there anything, would people around here say he died, or would they be more likely to say he passed?
Well, they would say it either way, if somebody died this morning or something like that, you know.
But a nicer way of saying it would be?
Passed on.
Okay, I see. Referring to that, and maybe the person had a disease, but you really hadn't been told what it was, you might say, well, I don't know what he died, what he...
I don't know what was the cause of it, but...
Would you say, I don't know what he died of or died with?
Died with, I'd say.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Where someone is buried, the plot of land where someone would be buried is a...
Graveyard, we call it. Cemetery, either one.
Are they the same thing?
That's the same thing.
Now, suppose it were a big public...
Well, park, and they call it a big place in Jackson up there. They call it Cedar Lawn Cemetery, and then they got a, what's the name of that park out the way Annie goes on? Big place, you know, well kept. It just covered a lot of land.
Well, if it were next to a church, it would be a...
Well, it would be the church cemetery if it would be next to the church.
All right, and then what about a little area where a family might have a little
plot? Plot in there,
family graveyard.
All there's plenty of them little family graveyards over the country down here. So, Marston graveyard.
So you didn't talk. Is there anything they used to call these graveyards a long time ago that you remember?
I never heard of.
When someone dies, the body is placed in a
funeral home.
All right, and the container it's put in is
a coffin.
And the family may be wearing black, or they may not, but you'd refer to them, you'd say they're
in mourning.
Someone, when I came in today, I said, well, how are you? And what would you say?
I said, very well.
Okay. When the telephone rings and you answer the telephone, how do you answer?
I say, hello.
You do? Have you heard anybody answer a phone around here by saying, all right?
Yeah, I've heard folks say that. Miss Party, she'll holler out some old crazy something about every time you ask.
Oh, really? Like what?
Ha?
Ha?
That's what she was saying. Ha?
I called the lady this morning and she answered, was it all right? My mother used to say that, and I hadn't thought of that in a